And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Actually, the men and women. Data doctors. Ken Colburn, Michael Valdivia, Chad Pyle here. Chad, are you going to actually say something on the air?
Hello.
he's doing the white Barry White impersonation today.
Yeah, he is.
He's a little under the weather.
You should start singing.
And by Monday, he's going to sound like Tone Loke.
Yep.
All right, let's go back to the phone and see if we can help a few more folks that are out there. Sharon, thanks for holding. How can we help you?
Good afternoon.
Good day to you.
I'm running Windows 98, and when I turn my computer on, it goes through the memory check, and then it stops.
And just does nothing more from there?
Nothing more.
Are you able to do a Control-Alt-Delete again?
No.
It's just locked up, locked. Okay. That's not a good thing to have happen. You never get anything that says, like, disk boot failure or anything like that?
No.
Do you have what's called a bootable floppy disk?
Yes, I do.
And if you put that in, does that make any difference?
No, it doesn't do anything.
Chances are you have a major issue with the main board, the motherboard,
mm-hmm.
possibly a power supply, could be memory, could be the processor, but the base system that it's not even getting past what's called POST, is a power on self test.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even getting past that point, so it's never even getting to the point where it can hand control over to Windows.
Mm-hmm.
That generally means it's a hardware problem.
Okay.
How old's the machine?
It's about 3 years old.
Hmm. What was the guy's name that had the Glock?
Oh, what was his name?
Earlier on. You'll have to, 3-year-old
Rick?
Machines, it gets a little bit iffy as to whether you want to spend the money to replace the hardware or not.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you do that, especially if you're not doing it yourself, you got to pay for labor and all those other things.
Yeah.
New machines are getting fairly inexpensive.
Well, you know, somebody told me it was a memory sticks.
It's possible.
So I put memory sticks in it.
No, what you'd have to do is pull all the ones that are in there out and put new ones in.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay, and it didn't make any difference?
Yeah. And I put a new hard drive in it.
No, it's not the hard drive for sure.
Yeah.
It's probably that actual main board.
Yeah, the motherboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the easy stuff like the memory you've already tried. I mean, there's a possibility the video card could be shorting out. It's a possibility that the power supply is not properly providing enough voltage. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you had really sophisticated processes that could actually go and check everything over and over again over like an 18-hour period,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of, you know, guessing on everything, and then, you know, you can end up spending a lot of money and getting nowhere.
Okay, and there's no way that I can get in there without...
Get in where?
You know, to get it to boot up without...
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, not on that machine. You could take your hard drive out and make it as a slave drive on a new machine
mm-hmm.
and access the data that's on there
mm-hmm.
from the new machine.
Okay.
So you'd have to plug it in as a second drive.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You will not be able to take the drive from the old machine, put it into the new machine, and boot from that old drive because all the hardware is different.
Okay.
Windows is very hardware specific.
Windows
will get very cranky if you try to do that. So don't even try.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a pretty easy one to diagnose as far as the hardware-software issue. That's definitely hardware.
It's just going to be a pain trying to track
Chad,
down
wake
what
up.
It is.
Wake up, Chad. let's see here. What time? We're good. Let's talk to is it Jeffy or Jeffrey?
Jeffy.
It is Jeffy. J-E-F-F-Y, right?
J-E-S-S-E.
Oh,
I was going to say, you're going to be the... Chad, who answered your call and put you on, he's kind of medicated today.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called me Jeffy and Jeff and all the
things. Well, we're going to call you Jeffy now.
Yeah, that's your new name.
So, Jeffy with a Sony, what can we do for ye?
Since I got my internet service...
Yes.
My computer... I won't even be on the internet. It starts popping up all these ads and all this other stuff. And I didn't know what type of...
You're infected.
Infected.
You've been hijacked. You've been infiltrated by spyware, adware, drive-by downloads, as any number of things. How long has this been going on?
Probably about a month.
Okay. Have you been to our website and looked at our recommended programs?
No.
Okay. If you go to datadoctors.com, there's a yellow ribbon, left-hand top corner, says tested and approved.
Uh-huh.
If you click on that ribbon, it'll go to a list of all the different programs that we recommend you use for fighting spam, pop-ups, adware, spyware, all that stuff. Okay. Most of it is free.
Okay.
There are some programs where you have to pay, but most of them, the recommendations we have up there are free.
Okay.
So check that out. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, and it's like every time like turn on the computer, like when I want to get online,
yes.
It takes a lot longer for it
yes.
to get online. And
that's because you got
anything and
right because you have a bunch of other programs running in the background that are stealing power from your computer because they're calling home every time that you're trying to connect to the internet. They're trying to take that connection first.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It's nasty. You've been infected pretty good, so hopefully hopefully the free software will allow you to get that stuff out. But if you've got one of these really bad Trojans, you're probably going to require some professional help because they get really, even for us, we do it all day long. It's a very, very involved process. It's very, very technical for some of these because they're so new, there are no tools to clean them out automatically.
And how do you actually get infected? Is it something that just happens?
No, you inadvertently allowed things to be installed into your computer without knowing it. Like if you do you do any like file sharing or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. That's where you got it from, right there. Those file sharing programs are full of spyware. And once you say yeah, next, what you said was, okay, go ahead and take over about 80% of my computer,
mm-hmm.
and go ahead and throw pop-ups at me whenever you feel like it, whether I'm on the internet or not, and go ahead, you know.
You're allowing all of these things to happen.
Yeah, you let that happen. So once you get cleaned up, what you have to do is be very, very particular about what you allow to be installed in your computer.
Yeah, and see, I'm not sure what's good and what's bad, so I, you know.
It's all bad.
It's all bad.
Mostly.
Just be paranoid about anything, especially if it's a program that offers to give you something for nothing. Those are the ones that's how they get paid, is by getting as many people, you know, hundreds of millions of people to install their software.
Uh-huh.
And then they take over, it's just like television, right? How many people can I show my ad to?
And we have a list of the majority of really bad products on our website at datadoctors.com.
Yeah, that same section where at the top where we have all the stuff we recommend.
Then we have stuff.
Yeah, below that, there's a much longer list of the stuff we recommend you stay away from.
Okay. I'm sure I got one of the ones that are on your list.
You probably have more than one.
Yeah.
If it's that bad, you probably have a bunch.
Yeah. Okay,
all right.
Then.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck,
thanks.
Jeffy.
Yes. Bye. Spyware, it'll kill you.
It gets all.
It's everywhere.
It's bad. And 90% of it, folks, is you. You're allowing this stuff to happen. Weatherbug, you're allowing this stuff to go in. Weatherbug's not a spyware program, but it is an adware program. So it's going to have the ability to send ads to you. Takes away power from your computer. It's running all
the
time.
Uses resources.
File sharing programs, really bad now.
Mm-hmm.
It's how they're paying for this stuff. Free little icons for your email, bad.
Everything. Everything that looks cool is bad.
Well, actually, if it's free and not on our recommended list, you probably want to stay away from it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good rule of thumb. Or just, you know what? Just don't install it. Do you really need
If you don't need it, then why install it?
It's not a casual thing of, oh, well, no big deal. It's a huge deal, folks. Every time you install something, it just makes your computer slower and worse. So just don't do it. Don't allow this stuff to get in there. Tom, who's got an HP, has got a question about cut and paste.
Yeah, copy and paste.
Copy and paste.
Copy and paste.
All right. You want to know how to do it?
Yes, I do.
What do you want to copy out of?
Well, like, for example, if there's a big article on sports and on Randy Johnson's
day. You're talking about on a website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On like CBS.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do, the first thing you need to do for Windows to understand what you're trying to do is you have to highlight the items that you want to copy, whether it's text or a graphic or whatever it is.
Okay, I got that much.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know how to do that, if you click and hold your left mouse button and then drag it from the top left to the bottom right so that you're kind of outlining the stuff you want, usually it'll turn a dark blue to indicate that it's selected that.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so once you have that, now very carefully let go of that left mouse button
right.
and then float over that blue area and right-click and make sure if it's text that you're on the text itself when you right-click.
Mm-hmm.
You mean pull it over the highlighted area?
Yes.
Correct.
And then just hit the right-click button, which will bring up a dialog box. If you're not real handy with the right-click, then you can go to the Edit menu at the top, and one of the options is to copy. Every program has an Edit menu. It's after File, so there's File, Edit.
Right.
Okay, so either
click
one.
On that.
Or if you want to be really spanky,
mm-hmm.
the shortcut, the keyboard shortcut, which someday we're going to actually start doing every week, Control-C will copy whatever's highlighted to the imaginary clipboard. Okay? Nothing's going to happen on the screen when you do any of these things.
It's just going to copy it into a clipboard that you don't see.
It's invisible.
No. Yep,
it's
exactly.
It's a pretend memory space.
If I hit Control C at the same time, and then take the mouse and run down the three paragraphs I want to keep.
No. You highlight everything first.
Okay. Yeah.
Then hit Control C.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that'll copy whatever's highlighted up to the clipboard. Now, what do you want to put it into? Like Microsoft Word?
No, I just want to copy it on my printer.
Oh, okay, you want to print it.
What you're going to have to do is, well, actually, if that's all you want to do, you can actually right-click on it and say print. If you right-click on that,
all the highlighted stuff.
Highlighted stuff. Make sure you're on the text. Right-click on it and say print, and then before you say okay on the print, one of the options you have in there is to print only what's selected. The selected items?
Mm-hmm.
But, so I got three paragraphs. I've highlighted it.
Yep, right-click on it.
I'm right-clicking to highlight it, right?
No.
So
right-click.
Left-clicking to highlight.
Correct.
Then after it's all highlighted, I right-click it.
Uh-huh. And say print.
Do I have to go all the way the whole thing or just right-click any part of it?
No, you're not going to hold down the right. You're just going to right-click one time.
Okay.
Anywhere on there. And that'll pop up a dialog box.
Right.
That's the beauty of the right-click in Windows.
Okay.
You see that little dialog box?
Well, I can't. I have a phone in. I'm on the phone. I can't.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I right-click it, and then when the dialog box comes up.
Click on print.
Print.
And before you say print, click on the option in the middle that says selection. In other words, you're telling it to print only what you selected.
Well, because when you hit print, another dialog box will open up, and it'll give you all these different options. And there will be a little area that says selection. You want to click on that because now you're telling it to only print out the highlighted stuff.
Okay.
If you don't pick that, then it's going to print out everything.
Okay.
That make sense?
Yeah.
Give that a shot. The other thing you can do, and I'll go through this for anyone else that's interested. You can actually open up Microsoft Word and say paste. So you can either right-click or click on the edit menu and use the paste option. Or, for those of you that like shortcuts, Control-V will actually paste whatever's in the clipboard into Word. And then you could actually print like you normally do from Word. Or more importantly, if you wanted to make changes, formatting changes, you want to remove some stuff before you print it.
You
can kind of edit it before you print it.
Yeah.
All right?
And the second thing I have is one quickie, is I have of all things, a diamondback wallpaper.
Okay, Tom, I'm going to have you hang on just a sec, okay? Because we're late for break here. I'll take you off the air there with your second question. It's the Computer Corner. Ken and Michael and Chad will be right back after this.